I can hear my back itching.
Woo!
Oh. Dear Chicago.
Drove to Chicago. No flying. That's for poor people.
Fullerton is next. No, doors Terry open on the next. Left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Has it ended? I can't tell.
Yes, it has. Okay. Our sexual relationship has ended. You may pull out now.
I didn't know we ever started.
And park your Star Trek vehicle somewhere else.
Besties.
You guys, welcome to Foul Monkeys. Yes. This is Ricky.
And this is Hendrik.
So I kind of like fucked up and accidentally deleted two of our shows that Roger and I did yesterday. So hopefully I can try to recover those. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking, but I accidentally deleted it. So Hendrik is here. I delayed my flight for this. I know.
Yes, I'm back.
You have to talk a little louder.
You always say that and then I'm screaming in my ear. So sounds like I'm having sex with myself again.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I was making these sounds to Watson last night. He was very impressed with them.
So you guys, Hendrik has been, well, he's here for less than 24 hours, right? Well, a little bit over 24.
Today I'm actually over 24 hours. Yeah. So it will be 28 by the time.
Fancy.
Yeah, I leave in 20:30, I think. Oh, I say 8:30 because you people don't understand 20. So yeah,
no,
8:30.
We just have to add 12. We have to remember.
No, mathematics is so difficult. It's if so you're military
hard.
Style, so.
We don't do that here.
No. Ew.
That's why we had this problem this morning when we paid for something. What was that?
No, it was last night for dinner. Remember?
Oh yeah, because I forgot you have sales tax and a tip.
That's difficult. So difficult.
She scored a lot of money out of me, actually.
She got a big old tip from me.
I was surprised she didn't flash me a big boobies. I mean, I know, at the end of the day, you want
to
see that for free?
You had plenty of boobies.
But Lauren might have scratched her eyes out for that one. So
she would have.
He's my fiance.
You guys, Hendrik, Lauren, and Hendrik, or you guys, Lauren and Hendrik got engaged last night.
Yes! I
have pictures to prove it.
Yes.
And we then had a baby. 3 seconds later, they had a baby.
Yes. By insemination of a porcupine. You know, it just works
out.
Ouch. Like, it just pops out. Didn't you see vagina from the inside? It's like all stickly and prickly.
It's like a prickly pear.
Ew. It makes me uncomfortable.
So how was your trip then this time?
Exhausting, actually.
Really? You've been tired?
Well, hello. Look at what we ate for the last 24 hours. It's been venous indigestion. So this morning's food was a lot, but it was fun. So
we went to Nookie's last night. That's kind of like the gay restaurant over on the north side of Chicago.
Kind of.
Well, it is.
Apart from the confused straight couple in the background, everybody else there was
who were a mixed couple.
Ooh, progressive non 2015.
I know, right?
In Chicago. Ooh. So American.
So big.
So you had a bacon cheeseburger last night, right? Some kind of blue bacon cheeseburger or something?
No, there was some mushroom on it, some jelly. It was meat.
That's gross.
It looked quite dark when it got to my plate.
It was very black, like charred.
Yeah, but it tasted okay, except for the bun at the bottom was really soggy. I thought they might have spit on it or something.
Probably so. That's how they do it.
The bottoms are always soggy when you finish with it.
They're like, ew, you're German.
Oh, ew. I want to smell the soggy bottom.
Terry.
1, 2, 3, Polizei, 4, 5, gute Nacht.
So listener Terry is in love with you.
I heard.
Yeah.
You sent me the information that I should make an appearance again for Terry.
Right.
So
here I am, Terry.
So do you have something really dirty to say to Terry in German or South African or, excuse me, Afrikaans?
Yes, South African.
Let me say that right. Afrikaans.
No. Afrikaans.
Afrikaans.
You sound like the lady who spelled my name like Andrew. What did you spell it like? Andrik?
Andrik.
We both laughed. We thought it was Afrikaans. Funny. Afrikaans.
So say something like just super filthy.
Terry, ek wil dat jy my gat vol pomp. That was 5 syllables.
That's all you get. So that's hopefully you come within that.
For the rest of the 25, he needs to pay. So I take hard currency, euros, dollars, and pounds sterling. So, yes, me.
So we had dinner last night, and then you were CPC Tai Tai and needed to go to the bed.
I actually made it to the bed without having to take something. And then I thought, yeah, well, shall I take the whole one?
We're at Ricky's Pharmacy.
Yeah, it's Ricky's Pharmacy. It's like, you know, pushing drugs into my veins. I didn't know how that happened.
I'm a drug pusher.
Yes. You shake that little bottle and I'll pop a little pill. And I was like, mama's going to have some fun tonight. I actually tried to check in while being on the pill. And this morning, well, being on the pill, that sounds like I'm female. So this morning I get a text from Luke Miller. He says to me, I think it was on Facebook. He says something like, you tried to FaceTime me last night. Did I miss something? And I'm like, fuck, what did I do last night while I was, while I was on the
You were on an Ambien trip. Isn't it the best?
And I was like, I don't remember even being in Facebook. But, you know, with Ambien, maybe I was.
You don't know. You have to train yourself with Ambien. Oh, I have years training. Of experience.
Yeah, you do. But I take off the, you know, the little baby wheels and just pop it in. And we found half of them this afternoon. So
yeah, you almost lost it.
Well, the dog almost lost it. She needs it. Ivy. She's my darling.
So Hendrik is like Ivy's favorite person now because
she nearly raped me last night. So.
Oh, no, that was Izzel. No, she was raping me.
Oh, yeah, she was raping you with that big out of the universe.
Big old dick.
Big old dick. Yeah, lesbian dick.
You guys, I was telling Hendrik the story about Izzel because she humps
things. It's a Tonyism.
Yeah. she humps things for dominance, but we say she's a lesbian because she has a big old clit hanging outside of her. And like, if you look onto the earth, you see the Great Wall of China.
Oh, Google Maps.
And then, yes. And then you see Izzel's clit. And Hendrik was laughing so hard, he nearly threw up. And he had tears rolling out of his eyes.
Because Tony's always he's so comfortable and so calm. And then, you know, you get one of these Tonyisms and you think, you said that? That's not possible. It's so out of place. So big old clit. So. Click that click.
And it was just funny because Izzel like humping the shit out of my arm or trying
to. It was funny. I should have taken a video for him.
And then Ivy was down at the bottom. She was like,
Ivy was like me. She was like in shock. And this is a crash we're seeing occur right now. And it's like, oh my word. And the more you push up your hand, the more excited she got. Like, it's like,
right, if I went like this.
Yeah, the big old forearm of yours. That Virginian, you know, ham. Spick it up. So.
You heard her breathing. Like, just.
I'm still trying to scrape that out of my mind, but it was really obscene. Like,
do you think that's what it sounds like in, like, Big Fatty Sling? Or do you think it's so, like, it's silent there?
You know, I'm going to explain to you something in how we, you know, because in Africa we're quite poor, so we didn't afford the oil to, you know, oil stuff. So we usually take butter. That's what I always imagine, you know, Big Fatty Sling. You just take butter and you sort of oil it up.
And then or bacon, old bacon grease.
Oh, please. He doesn't eat old bacon grease. He eats it himself. I mean, seriously.
he just eats it by the spoonfuls.
I think that's what is in his poppers as well. You know, it's like,
old bacon grease.
Mm-hmm. Do you think so?
Yeah. I feel sorry for the person that's in the puppet show. I mean, of like, I don't even gross. I can't even.
Do you
go
think
there.
He's, you know, he smells it afterwards, like, you know,
to see if it still smells like bacon grease. Yes.
Where's the white bread?
No, no. It's not white anymore.
Nutella. Just without the calories.
Oh my god, my big girl left Oreos.
You put it's like an Oreo cookie. You eat white bread? How does it work?
No, it's chocolate and white.
Well, you have brown on brown.
Brown on brown, I'm down.
No, three slices of white bread. Two becomes a Nutella. Slap the white bread in the middle. It's an Oreo. It's a big fatty Oreo cookie.
The big fatty O.
Do you think he takes it apart then and lick the white off again?
Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 no. That's...
Welcome to Old Men.
I almost had an aneurysm.
We've been laughing the whole time since yesterday.
I know, you've been laughing a lot.
I feel like my neck muscles here in the back is like all tensed up. I'm like, oh, no. I still have to flight tonight.
You're going to be all stiff.
Tomorrow morning, I'm just going to be really stiff.
Just take an Ambien.
Oh, no, I can't. I saw earlier the flight is arriving actually early into Cincinnati tomorrow. So I was like, no sleeping late. I have to work. So
I'm sorry.
I have to pretend that I'm normal tomorrow again.
Yeah. So we, today we had breakfast at a diner.
I wouldn't call that breakfast.
That's breakfast.
That's American breakfast.
That's American breakfast, but it's breakfast.
But I made you proud. But I felt guilty towards the end. That's why I pushed away the last. But
y'all, in front of us, we have one of those people that can eat like 80 hot dogs in 3 seconds. He's like one of those people.
Calories, yes.
You guys, I'm not eating any meat. So the meat that came on my plate
came to me.
I gave to Hendrik, which you weren't, I don't think you understood that's what was happening.
No. Because when you, I don't know what you said. And then the next moment you're like, you know, this is yours as well. And I'm like, no, I have mine.
You're like, what are you going to eat?
What are you going to eat? Dust, you know, dust, pollen, you know? And then you push it all on my plate. I'm like,
this. Because you guys, it was so tempting. It was like Virginia ham. It was so,
your words literally to me were, remove it now. Right. I was like, oh my word, he's getting serious about the meat. So
and, remove it. And I said, oh my God, that's the best part, the crispy part.
But it was really good meat. Right. But I haven't had a breakfast come on two plates since I've been a baby, I think, you know, where my mother used to make sure that, you know, whatever spills goes into the other one. So there was three slices of French toast
made out of Jewish challah bread. Is it challah or challah?
I don't know. That sounds too Arabic for the Jewish.
I don't know. Something like that.
I think it's challah bread.
See, challah. Yeah.
It was challah bread and eggs.
Two scrambled eggs. Oh, no, you had...
Sunny side up. Salmonella.
Yolk. Caca. Caca.
Is that the Mexican for cuck?
Shit.
Shit? Caca. My nasty language is cuck. Uh-huh. But like really pronounced it, you know. Cuck. Yes. You can find a South African on that word alone. It's like cuck. What else did I add? Oh, the ham and two sausages.
Yeah. Well, but you had three portions of ham because I chose all ham.
Oh, yeah, that's why I'm slow.
So you guys, he ate everything.
It was just ham. It's like, yeah. Where's the pig? Just bring the whole pig to me.
You hammed it up.
That's probably why I'm feeling so strange right now. It's like, you know.
It's probably why you're so thirsty. You had all that salt. Oh my God.
No, sodium. Isn't it sodium that they put in there? So.
It's salt that was in the ham. So you drink
sodium caramel.
It makes you thirsty.
Well, we had pumpkin spice latte.
No, we did not. I didn't.
Don't lie to the audience. You had a pumpkin spice latte.
I had to order a pumpkin spice latte yesterday. Again. It's the second time I've ever ordered one, and it's
for
the same person.
Your car smelled so nice when I... He even drove past me so happy.
You were so skinny. I couldn't even see you.
Dehydration is happiness.
Dehydration is everything.
Yes. You have to smell it.
So we had breakfast and then we took a trip to see America at its finest.
What did we do?
Oh, shopping.
Yeah.
It's like America's got a finer side. What side is that?
We went
the
to the
buying side or the shopping side? No, there was a shopping side. So
we saw some sexy guys.
I must be honest, Chicago, I thought last time I was just under the influence of Ambien. Mm-hmm. Oh no, but that would be today as well. So no, I guess the guys here are pretty cute.
There's no, they pretty are cute. Hot guys.
Even the Latinas was kind of on my menu today. So
they were catching your eye.
Well, the bigger ones were, you know, the muscular mm-hmm. ones. They were kind of, you know.
Ay, papi.
I'm not sure the puppy one, because that reminds me of them always wanting a passport. So, you know, stay clear, you know.
So we went to the Apple store.
Oh, that was a wait. Standing in the, that system didn't work.
No, their system's not working too well.
And they were dressed in gray, which is kind of odd. Isn't the Apple colors blue and white?
They used to be blue, but then they changed color. I think they have different color t-shirts for different positions that they have.
They were just purely incompetent.
Yeah.
And they didn't look like they really wanted to help us. So that was
no, the one guy kept looking over us. He's like, oh, if I have to sell another fucking iPhone. I mean, he was like through.
He was cute, but he was like so bored in his face. I'm like, oh, sweetie, you wanted this job. So now spark it up and bring right. me the damn phone.
Make me happy.
Make me happy. Well, make somebody else that I'm buying it for happy. Right. But they didn't look really, I don't know.
They weren't peppy like they normally are.
No, and the music in the store was also slow. So I guess they try and keep the people calm. So it's usually a bad sign.
Because people go batshit crazy in an Apple store.
Oh, that one woman who was cleaning already the phone, just taking it out of the box. She didn't want to make sure. I think she was anti-Asian, if you ask me. She didn't want to have Asian fingerprints on that.
She did not.
She was in a like 1980s hairdress with a Mickey Mouse.
Early 1990s Mickey Mouse sweatshirt on with a polo
five
under it.
Five sizes too big.
Yeah. There was a polo under it, a black polo
yes.
shirt.
Yes.
She had glasses on. She was like a school teacher. Like she's getting with the times, but she's not for sure. So
which time capsule are you talking about? The one that they just discovered in the backyard? That time capsule? Because that hairstyle was just to kill for. So
she had khaki pants on. I can't remember. Or she had jeans. I think she had mom jeans on.
They both had mom jeans on. Mm-hmm. She and her husband. So yeah. And he had ugly shoes on as well. So that was kind of disappointing. So but she was rubbing that phone like there was no tomorrow. So, you know, clean, 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 clean.
Right. As soon as she, like, you guys, she just purchased it. The Apple employee handed it over to her. And she was like, oh, no, ma'am.
I'm going to clean it.
I'm cleaning this.
That was kind of odd, though. So, but it was the first time I was in an Apple store where it wasn't that fun. Usually it's quite exciting mm-hmm. to go into Apple store.
It was crowded. It's a small store. So I think just the amount of people in there was mm-hmm. like too much.
And it was also ringing when we came in. Like somebody had tried to steal something.
Oh, yeah. Beep, beep, beep.
I was like, where's the immigration officer? Then I guess half the store would have been gone if the immigration. Oh, sorry, I forgot this on the script. Do not speak about immigration.
Behave.
That's difficult.
So then after the Apple store, we went to one of Hendrik's favorite places.
I was in heaven. I walked in and I'm like, mama's home. And it's like
Bath and Body Works.
But I was well behaved today. I didn't shop as much, only because the suitcase is too small.
You're totally bringing a bigger suitcase next time, aren't you?
Yes, I will be bringing the new one, the one that United Airlines, you know, sponsored for me.
Gave you because they broke your other one.
Yes, they broke my special one, the Mr. Orange. So now I have to have Mr. Black. So he'll be traveling empty.
Hey!
He's big, he's black, you know, and he's going to be filled up.
He's with large and in charge.
And he's going to be filled up with Bath and Body Works next time we go. So, yeah, because we don't have it in Germany. The closest, I think, is in Poland. So that's quite a drive to go get Bath.
It's that far? Like an actual bath or just something similar to it?
No, Bath and Body, funny enough, there's Bath and Body Works in Poland, but there's nothing in Germany. You ask for it usually, but they say, no, it's not going to be in the country. So,
but they have a Yankee candle. Where did you get the candle from? The one that you purchased, the melt thing.
Oh, in Cincinnati.
Okay.
I had time to shop in Walmart's.
In the Walmart's?
Yeah, it was Sunday evening. I was bored and I wanted to go see if the pictures are the same as, you know, you see on Facebook. So mm-hmm. I went to Walmart.
People of Walmart.
It It was sad, but it was true. So yeah, it was interesting to see the Walmarts on the Sunday evening. So scary as hell.
You should be there on a Black Friday.
That's
a treat.
I don't think my health insurance would
cover. Y'all, I can't go to Black Friday. My health insurance won't cover that.
International travel insurance does not cover any special holidays. But they had Yankee candles. You sometimes see them in Germany, though, so they're not exclusive.
Like at the airport, or
some of the you can't really call them. We don't have malls there, so it's more like a Macy's, that kind of similar.
Like a department store.
Like a department store, they sometimes sell them. So
well, Target sells them.
Target
Yankee candle. Target. Yeah, Target.
Didn't you shop last night at Target as well? The toilet paper.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh well, that was on the we.
But
talked
I have to
about
be honest, this, I'm very perplexed by the toilet system. Well, the toilet paper system in the US.
Why?
It's one layer.
Not all the time.
Are you sure?
We use one layer.
No, I see it very often.
Layer. Oh, in businesses, it'll always be one layer.
No wonder there's so many, cranky Republicans, because one layer is really, really difficult.
No wonder everyone is sick and has brown fingers. I bet Big Fatty uses double paper towels.
Four layers. It's not.
No, they have two layer, like soft.
That's the maximum, yeah?
Well, it might be thicker. I don't know. We just use one layer.
But there must be like a whole technique to it then.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
okay, so it's half like a rainforest on your hand for the first swipe, a quarter of the other half for the second swipe, and then it's like, oh, no, I'm tired.
We know how to use a tree in America.
I was shopping the other day and
I don't like if you have a really thick toilet paper, it gives you dingleberries. I don't like that.
Sweetie, then you need to shave if you get jingleberries down there.
Jingleberries.
Jingleberries, jingleberries, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun is that? Yeah, where was it? Jingleberries. No, we have, I think, the other day I was shopping and I saw four layers of toilet paper. Now that's really opulent.
That's a, that's like a,
that's super
that's a blanket. I mean, you could lay it down with that.
I felt really bad, so I took the three-layer one because I was like, four layers? That's really white. I mean, three layers. I think, I have three layers. Because I'm sensitive down there,
I bet you are.
Yeah, I haven't had to scruff down there for a long time. So it's like, it's all serene again. Like,
clean. It's all pure.
Not as pure as my soul, but...
Yeah. It's not as pure after going to the restroom from that restaurant this morning. Tore it up, didn't you?
I think the ham tore it up, but I'm not sure if I tore it up. So at least you took the dogs out.
They might go crazy.
Mama!
I mean,
smell.
I didn't want them to die.
You, I'm not Hiroshima.
No, we can't. No, that's bad.
Chernobyl?
Still bad. Although I did read an article about how the animals are like thriving now there. Like they've all come back to the area and they're like living, and they're trying to do tests on them because they want to find out how the radiation has
it's still affected them. I mean, the radiation is really bad even after all these years.
Yeah, they said, excuse me, they said humans won't be able to live there for like 20,000 years.
I watched on YouTube, I think it was the other night, a documentary again. It was about a 1.5 hour long show. And it's quite, crazy what happened back then. So I know that southern parts of Germany, you couldn't eat mushrooms from the forest because it was so radioactive. So,
because they like suck in all the stuff.
They suck it all in. So that's why nobody wants to eat apparently sushi on the West Coast. So
that article that I read, it was talking about how it affected sushi cells and mushrooms. Mm-hmm. All like throughout Europe and stuff. It was interesting.
Yeah, because the mushrooms are quite big during the summer season. So people go actually into the forest and literally pick them.
Mm-mm. I don't eat strange mushrooms.
We actually had a refugee die the other day and everybody's like, what, did the Nazis kill him? And it's like, no, he ate mushrooms from the forest. They didn't know. You can't.
Oh, that's sad.
It is sad, but it was so funny because everyone's like, oh, did the anti refugee people get to him? And everyone's like, no, he ate a mushroom.
Oh, you are a horrible person.
That's why you love me.
They went through all that to get somewhere that they can live, and then they killed themselves with a mushroom.
But the thing in Germany is that the pharmacists actually have a book that you can read up. So if you're not sure about the mushrooms that you just got from the forest, you go to the pharmacist and they actually check for you if it's an edible one or not.
Is mushrooms a big thing there? Because like we were talking about the Smurfs, all the Smurfs were in mushrooms and stuff. Like they lived in mushrooms.
Yeah,
are mushrooms like a big thing there? Like is that in a lot of foods?
It is usually in a lot of foods, but it's also in the summertime. You get so many different kinds that it's becoming a bit of a... It's kind of like on the black market, but not as bad as the truffles. The truffles really is a big problem at the moment, especially for the traditional areas like Italy and France, where they're from, because people import cheaply from China, which is a really low-grade one, and then they just cut it into the official ones. But people do love mushrooms, so...
You guys have, beef stroganoff over there? Is that your guys' meal? Is that German or...
No, I think it's Hungarian.
Whatever, it's all the same.
But you people are all the same. We're exquisite. Yeah, no, we do.
I'm not sure I've ever had German food. Sauerkraut. I probably would remember, right? I don't like sauerkraut, so...
What?
No.
I love sauerkraut.
Disgusting.
It's really nice, though.
No, it's
straight up... If it's really well made, it's really good. But if you buy it from the tin can, then it's not good.
So. I've gotten it they have it in bags, and I was like, no, I'm not eating that. My aunt when I was younger used to fry hot dogs and then mix it with the sauerkraut. I don't hot dogs fucking with sauerkraut. I don't like sauerkraut.
That's a weird mix though. Ugh.
And then you eat it with bacon? Summer sausage.
What the fuck is a summer sausage?
Kielbasa. Is that how you say it? Kielbasa sausage? Like Polish kielbasa? Sausage?
Kielbasa? Isn't that Spanish for how are you?
I think it's kielbasa.
Kielbasa? No. Habla español?
It's like summer sausage. It's like, I don't really care for that either. So it's
basically Twinkie sausage.
Yeah.
Like big fatty Twinkie sausages.
Don't. Mm-mm. No.
Not Twinkie.
So you guys, we came home and we recorded a little show, and I accidentally deleted the two shows that Roger and I did yesterday. So I'm going to try to recover them. Hopefully we can.
Do you think you're going to be able to do that?
I hope.
I used to get like I said to you, I usually, this really terrible ex I had to dig up all these old shit. I went into the delete files. I found everything I needed to make.
Did you find some dirty stuff, things you didn't know, he liked, or?
I figured out that he's an asshole, based on the emails and the photographs that I found in the deleted inbox. So there's ways to find them. I mean, that's why they have them. So.
Oh, well, it's an example that you found.
I think in 90, what was this, early 2000, you probably don't call them selfies then. It was naked pictures. Nowadays you call them selfies because it's so, zhoosh. Mm-hmm. I found some of those. And then I found emails where it's really descriptive about what he wants. And I'm like, oh, bitch, please. You're so vanilla. It's not even funny. You can put you on a little Twinkie and, it's going to be, what do you call those Twinkies? It is Twinkies, isn't it?
Yeah, the Twinkie with the vanilla, vanilla cake with the stuff inside.
Do they still make them?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they went out of business for a little bit, but then Americans got super upset. Ooh.
It's propaganda.
Shoot people with guns and kill people. Don't care. Take away our fucking Twinkies. We will go batshit crazy.
Yes. He was very vanilla. So it was really funny reading them. Now it's funny reading them. But back then, it was not funny. I thought he was a complete asshole, so... I did terrible.
Have you ever talked to him ever again?
No. I had my revenge. I would...
What did you do?
I have red hair, as you know. Don't fuck with us. We get even in the most creative of ways. He had his post in the city we lived, still sent to my address, because he moved down to where we used to live, which is at the coast. So one particular day, a little blue envelope came in, and I was like, this is from the tax authority, so I'm curious what is in. So, you know.
Not, you broke the law.
Let's just say I had a thirst for tea. And coincidentally, the wind blew the little blue envelope over the tea kettle, and then it just opened. Needless to say, I found two pieces of paper, and the one was, you're late, and the other one was, this is the amount. And I was like, ooh, somebody didn't pay taxes. Now, I was invited to a barbecue about a week later, so I took both pieces of this, and his best friend is going to be there. I knew that, and all his friends are just up in the north. So I walk in, and I'm like, oh, by the way, I've got some post for for my ex. If you don't mind giving him, it's from the tax authorities. He's late, and everybody knew it. I got these really, really, and back then it was SMSs. I got these really hateful ones from Cape Town. It's like, what did you do that for? I was like, I don't know. I was just saying, this post, I didn't.
And it was kind of weird. It was already open when it got here.
I don't know how that is. I got nearly into shit, but then I'm like, anything that comes to my post box that I'm paying for is my property. So if it happens to fly over the boiling kettle, then it flies over the boiling kettle. But it's not my problem that you're late with your taxes. So yeah, don't fuck with mama. I will slap you. So, but no, I wouldn't speak to him ever again. I'm usually, if it's gone, it's gone. So
yeah.
Toodles.
There's no friends afterwards.
Please, people say, we're still friends. I'm like, oh, yeah, right. You want to be back with him. That's why you want to be friends. I mean, seriously. You don't keep your old cars around, do you? Or old shoes? Do you? Ricky Burton? Why are you looking at that white cupboard there? Is there something? The in my country, you can't plead the fifth, so you will have to spill the beans. No, I mean, some people do stay friends. For me, it's like, well, if you stay friends, it's okay. If you don't,
you're fine.
I'd rather have a pumpkin. I'd rather have a pumpkin spice latte than an ex-boyfriend for a friend. Yeah, not enough calories in the other one to keep me happy. So
no. And then the one I got you yesterday was full of fat.
Yes.
And then the one you got today was like,
oh, it was skimmed on, and then I got the pecan pie.
Right. Oh, yeah, pecan pie for the first time, you guys.
It was really good. That little small thing was really...
And they heated it up for you?
It was really awesome. So today was my cheat day. Yesterday was also my cheat day. I blame it on the time difference.
When you're in America, every day is a cheat day.
But every time I think of cheating, I think of Melinda. So it's like, mommy, she's my spirit mama. She's probably like a voodoo doll. Every time I eat something wrong, she gets the pain for it. It's like...
Right. Well, you should say something to spirit mom. Like...
I send it her a text.
No, I mean like in a dirty language. Just like,
I don't have any more dirty languages.
Say, take your panties off, mommy.
In English?
No. Well, yes, do it in English, German, and Afrikaans. And then click.
But she's going to be feeling really cold down there if I ask her to take off her
boudoir. It's going
to heat it up.
It's going to heat it up. And also Lauren. You can tell Lauren and
Lauren will Melinda scratch her. Take off your panties. Make me happy. Let's be like the Red Sea. You know, Moses. My tongue.
And okay, German.
Aufmachen.
That sounds so fun and hot.
It means open up.
Ew. And then Afrikaans.
Trek off your onderbroekie. Onderbroekie is probably more male.
Are you forgetting your language?
I was talking to my mom the other day and I was like, fuck, this is really difficult. I am forgetting words. And then I will say a sentence and I think, which language is that? No, really. So my mom is okay with it. My texting is probably worse because I use a lot of acronyms for stuff and people are like, I don't know what you said. I'm like, so easy. 2DY is today. I mean, what's difficult about it?
So is Afrikaans, is it part English and part
English German, German or something? English, German, Dutch, Flemish, Afrikaans, all from the same group. So we're all Germanic. So you should be able to understand me when I scream at you, you know, when you have the ball gag in your mouth. So
he's talking to you, Spirit Mommy.
Code word Ricky.
Lauren's like, you don't have to have a ball in my mouth.
No, she had some hot boobies on her last night. I mean, she bounced me back to the wall. I was like, whew. She hugged me close and it's
wow.
Share.
Ow.
No, they, she will never have problems with her knees, you know, touching the fruits of the loom. No.
The fruits of the loom.
She's quite firm for her age, so. She's like 20, what? 21, 22?
Mm. No, she's 30.
No, she can't be 30.
I think she's 32, maybe.
No, she must be
33, younger. I think. I can't remember. She's in her 30s.
You're a bad friend.
Why am I bad? Oh, God, she's just over 18.
You're off the Christmas list.
She's just like right out of high school. She's ready.
Oh.
She's dripping.
Oh. You're a pedophile. Seriously, you're a pedophile.
I said over 18.
In which? No, is it in 21? Don't you have to be 21 18. In this country?
18. Well, technically 16.
What? To drive?
To have consent.
To drive the meat?
But okay. It can't be with anyone over 18. I don't get that part, but whatever. Yeah, to drive the meat.
But you're also over 18. You're over three times over the age of 18, so.
How dare you?
Well, it's true. Yeah. Puppy.
All right, so is there anything else you want to talk about, share?
What else did we do today apart from laughing and being silly? Complaining about people's vehicles?
Mm-hmm. We had road rage today.
Yes, we had. But it wasn't as bad as I've seen it.
No.
You told me about the side swiping.
Yeah. I showed him where I got side swiped.
Yeah. It was tragic.
Showed you my old work location.
Yes, you did. But we couldn't go into town because of the marathon. So.
Yeah, the marathon was happening, which is like 50,000 people running a marathon. That's a no thank you. Big old no thank you.
I don't like
you.
That many people.
And they closed the streets down and we really can't get to anything, so... But you really want to do that when you have longer days here because you would have been like super tired if
I mean, I can feel that I'm tired now. So it's probably the best thing that we didn't do like an excursion today. But the weather's been really nice. You guys have much better weather.
It's really nice.
We people back home are already dressed up in winter clothing. So,
the PSL is valid there?
Yes, it is. Everybody's got a scarf and people's got their gloves on. And I'm like, oh, people, it's not that cold yet. But, you know, people.
What is it, like in the 40s or 50s there? Well, convert, please.
Oh, you want me to convert? No,
subtract 32, like divide by 370. Give me a second. I don't know what it is.
I can change it. Let's see what it says. I have a conversion, but it's usually not. It says 9 degrees, but that's... Oh, I can change it here. So it's 41 degrees.
Oh, yeah, it hasn't been that cold here yet.
In Leipzig, where I live now, it's 30 degrees. And in Cologne, it's 41.
So it's below freezing. 30 degrees. Well, in
Leipzig, it's -1. So, yeah, that's freezing. And in Cologne, it's 5. So,
dang.
And it's only not even end of October. So, I guess we're going to have a cold winter. So, should be interesting.
Y'all have fun with that.
But it's not as bad as your winter.
Is Germany south of Chicago? Like, I don't know how. Like, I never get the concept of, like, how high the United States is compared to, like, Europe.
Aren't you told that the United States is above everything else in life?
Well, duh.
Duh.
But they're kind of even, right?
It's it's the same section of the map.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you take your finger and you swipe it to the right, you find us there. So,
in Africa.
No, you won't find me there, but yes. You have to go down south. So, but no, it's on the same level. So, but the winters are definitely not the same. So, should be... You guys have much more snow. So.
We have a lot of snow.
So like no wonder you got so excited at Bath and Body Works today when you opened up that freshly snowed smell one. So.
Well, yeah, I wish snow smelled like that. But when we walked in, I swear to God, it was a pumpkin spice latte times 40 farted all over the place.
And there was a lot of like little giddy kitties running around like,
oh my God, just spice latte! Just crazy.
Washing
with their UGG boots on. I'm like, it's 72 outside. You're fucking kidding me.
Washing the hands like
spray.
So you got a lot of stuff. You got a lot of extra stuff packed into your bag. So.
And it all fit because I was clever after the last time I had bought all those hot sauces and all that peanut butter that I didn't fit everything. So this time around, I've made play. You know, I took two t-shirts less than last time. Yeah. One pair of underpants
lesbian.
There's a lot of lesbians as well in the city.
You saw one today at the Apple store, remember? I didn't
really Oh, that was the one that you thought was a cute boy.
Yeah.
You got all excited and then you saw that.
I was like, oh.
No, she's got pheromones, so. Yeah. Like he was like swinging and then it's like. Poof.
Well, we all have pheromones, but she has the female pheromones.
I have pheromones? What do you mean I have pheromones?
All people have pheromones.
No, it's they give off a scent. Dogs licking you. That's what your pheromones are. No, that means I have pheromones too now because they've licked me up, you know, up and down. So.
Let me lick you up and down till you can't stop.
What song is that?
I think it's Bobby Brown.
Didn't she die?
No, oh, that's, no the that's the daughter. You,
it's all brown to me.
That's Bobby Christina.
I don't know. Is it?
I don't think it's Silk and Vine. I can't remember.
Salt and Pepper?
No.
Ooh, that's really 1980s?
1990? Salt and Pepper.
I can't say Pepper.
Not Pepper.
Pepper. Salt and Pepper.
Soon. All right. Well, we're going to get off here. You have to go to the airport soon.
I do.
We need to go to a Best Buy and see if you can get your Zag glass case.
Yes, and feed me.
And then get you.
And put me in the slide and then we go.
Get you off to Cincinnati.
I'm so excited. I can't just hide it.
So thank you guys for coming to see me.
Which guys? I have multiple personalities, but they were all in my head right now. So
I can see all of them.
Oh, sweetie, it's disgusting.
They show. They show.
They do.
So thank you for coming to see me.
Thanks for having me again.
Thank you for being on the show.
I love being on the show. It's only because of you. I can smell your pheromones.
Oh, so. Thank you.
So you know, it's like. Mm.
It's because of my one ply toilet paper.
And you're red on red.
So you guys, we will talk to you next week. Hopefully I get the other two shows.
You're going to be in real trouble.
I know. Especially, we talked about some good stuff too, but
Travada.
Yeah, we talked about that. But you, I can't believe I fucking did that. I have never. No, I'm not gonna lie. I have deleted shows before
on
by
purpose?
Accident. No,
Juliet.
No.
Which is the other co-host you've deleted?
I've deleted several with Cedric by accident.
You're so clumsy.
With some with Nicole and Julian, I have accidentally deleted.
Not the one that I listened to.
250.
No, that the infamous one where you went to the gym and they had the run.
Oh yeah, no, that
was a that was hot.
I think there's only been two times I've never been on this show. I think it's two.
And that was a train wreck.
And that was one of them.
So. You were so controlling over that show and Julian.
I was helicopter mom.
No, you were soccer mom that day. I was like,
that's when I exercised.
The editorial right to be mommy?
Yes. Oh. Thought monkeys can't go on without me. All right, we got to go.
Yes,
say bye in all your languages.
Tschüss, auf Wiedersehen, tot ziens. Du mir lang. No, that's hello. Lala Kamnani sleep well. Hambaka kukle. Yeah, that's the other one.
Click, click.
That's a click, click sound. So.
Say it again.
Hambaka kukle.
That sounds so
Lala kukle. What you say.
Back. I'm going to say it in all my languages. Bye. Adios.
Amigos.
Au revoir.
Au revoir. Gin dop,
all that I know. That's all I know.
You so yellow pages.
Bye.
Ciao.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/foulmonkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Hello, hello. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Too loud. It scares me.
Does that help? Is that better?
Too loud.
It's really.
I don't know how to turn them down.
Yes,
because it's put here.
Here.
That's louder, right?
Yeah, that's louder.
Is that better?
No. Funny enough, it just gets worse.
Is this better?
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Is that better?
Yes, but why do I sound like I'm ruining my ears?